Hello, anyone? This is 8 November 3 Mike, 8 and 3 M. How do you copy me, over? This is 8 and 3 Mike, 8 and 3 Mike. How do you copy me, over?
8N3 Mike, 8N3 Mike, NA1SS, copy you loud and clear, over.
Okay, hello, Chao-san, good evening to you. Anyone, this is 8N3M. Your signal is 59, nice signal. Today, control operator is Cass. Nice to meet you, Chao-san. Then, children of Mori Elementary School, they have some questions for you. Please stand by, listen carefully.
Thank you very much, very nice talking to you, and welcome Mori Elementary School in Hyogo, Japan.
This is Josh. Is it cold or warm in space? Over.
Well, in space it is both cold and warm, depending on if you are near the, you can expose to the sun. It can be very hot or very cold. Over.
This is Tomoya. What kind of food do you eat in space? Over.
We eat all kinds of different food, and including some Japanese curry that I brought with me, curry rice. And also some tofu dishes. Over.
This is Nanami. What do you do if you become sick? Over.
Well, if either of us become sick, we are trained to do first aid and also to administer aid to the other person, and we can have radio contact with the doctors on the ground. Of course, if something is very wrong and we have to come back, we can get in the Soyuz spacecraft and come back to Earth. Over.
This is Shoko. What's the most amazing thing in space? Over.
Well, hello, Shoko. The most amazing thing in space is, of course, looking at the beautiful Earth and taking photographs. I've taken many photographs, including those of Japan, some of the big cities like Osaka and, of course, Tokyo and Nagoya and Kobe. Over.
This is Satoko. What is the most number of people the International Space Station can hold? Over.
Well, Satoko, right now only two people are on board right now, but we will have a mission of three people soon again, and after we complete building the space station, we can accommodate a crew of six or seven people. Over.
This is Sumire. Does the Earth look beautiful from the International Space Station? Over.
Yes, Jamila, the Earth looks very beautiful from the space station. In fact, it's very interesting that all parts of the Earth look different and very beautiful. Over.
This is Kanae. Do the stars and moon look beautiful from there? Over.
Yes, Kanae, the stars and moon look very beautiful from space, especially because it is a little bit more clear. The light from the moon and the stars do not have to go through the air, and so we can see it more clearly. Over.
This is Yukari. What school subject must I study to become an astronaut? Over.
Well, that's a very good question, Yukari. You must study very hard math and science, and you can look at what people like Mukai-san and Wakata-san have done. I flow with both of those people, and it's very exciting. Over.
This is Imeka. What is convenient about living in space? Over.
Hi, hello, Yumika. It's many things are inconvenient about living in space because in zero gravity, it's very easy to lose things. They just float away. But also, floating makes it very easy for you to move around, and so some things are convenient also. Over.
This is Kurumi. Why did you want to be an astronaut? Over.
Well, Kurumi, when I was young, about 8 years old, I was watching the first Apollo moon landing, and I became very excited about the adventure of being an astronaut and getting to get into space. So that's how I got my start. Over.
This is Nami. If you pour water, does it look like a ball in space? Over.
Yes, Nami. If you pour water, it does form a ball in space. And it will float around until it either hits a wall or unless you drink it. Over.
This is Yuji. What kind of training did you do before you went into space? Over.
Well, Yuji, we did a lot of training. In fact, my crewmate and I trained for the better part of 3.5 years. We were studying, of course, systems in both Russia and in the United States. And we also practiced working in spacesuits, and we also had to do physical exercise to stay in good shape. Over.
This is Josh. How long do you stay in the space station each trip? Over.
Well, Tsuyoshi, right now, space station missions are 6 months in length, and right now we are almost halfway. Over.
This is Tomoya. What kind of clothes do you wear under your space suit when you launch into space? Over.
Well, Tomoya, when we launch into space, underneath our space suits, we wear kind of a long underwear. And so nothing too fancy. When we get into the space suits to go out and do spacewalks, we actually have a liquid cooling garment underneath with tubes and water to keep us cool. Over.
This is Nanami. Do you sleep in a special unit? Over.
Well, Nanami, of course we can sleep anywhere in the space station, but we have a small quarters for some privacy, but they're very small, about the size of a phone booth. Over.
This is Shoko. Is it terrible going into space? Over.
Well, Shoko, no, it's not terrible going into space. In fact, it's very exciting. The launch is, of course, exciting, and everything about it is very interesting and fascinating. Over.
This is Satoko. What kind of work do you do in the space station? Over.
Well, Satoko, that's a very good question. We do a lot of different kinds of work. Right now, primarily, we are maintaining the station, so we are repairing things that are broken, and we are doing routine maintenance as well. Also, we are performing science experiments when we can. We have a lot of different science experiments we are actively participating in, and later in this month, we will go out and do a spacewalk, and part of that first spacewalk will be to move some Japanese experiments on the outside of the space station. Over.
This is Sumire. Please tell me about a typical day in the space station. Over.
Well, Sumire, in many ways, being on the space station, the schedule is the same as being on the ground, but of course the work is a little different because there's no gravity. So we get up in the morning and we have breakfast and we talk to the control center and we go and execute our plan and do the day's work, have lunch and dinner, and then some free time in the evening. Over.
This is Kanai. What is the best thing about the space station? Over.
Well, Kanai, I think the best thing about the space station is that we are learning how to live and work for long durations in space, and that will help us to understand how to build better spacecraft so that we can go to Mars, and also how better to live and work so that we can support a crew to go to Mars. Over.
Okay, anyone else? This is ITM3 Mike. We have finished our questions. We have enough time. May I ask you a question, over?
Yes, of course. Please proceed, over.
Yeah, okay. According to the newspaper, you have enough food. Are you hungry now? Anyone says this is 8M3 Mike. How do you copy me, over?
You're broken. Please repeat your question, over.
According to newspaper, you have not enough food. Are you hungry now? Okay.
Oh, I understand your question. We received a Progress resupply ship on Christmas Day, so now we have plenty of food and water, and so we are no longer on our diet. Over.
Yeah, okay, no problem. Anyone says this is 8M3 Mike. Thank you for contacting Chao-san. Children is very exciting because they have contact with you in space. Thank you for contact. I wish you health and success in your mission. Anyone says this is 8M3 Mike. Inami, Japan, signing off and clear. 73, Titan.
8M3 Mike, thank you very much. And all the children and teachers at the Mori School, very, very nice talking to you today. And of course, as I mentioned before, I had the pleasure of flying with both Mukai-san and Wakata-san. Twice with Wakata-san, in fact, and I wish you all health and a very happy 2005. Good luck. NA1SS 73, clear.
Okay, take care.